Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good Monday morning, Blog Talk Radio. 28th of September. It's closeout week, Miss Nancy Pellegrini. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Casey. Yes, it is closeout week, and I've got the pressure on myself for that one for sure. So, because I have goals on what I need to do, and I can't lose my momentum. You know, I've got to try to keep up my momentum from convention. So I got some pressures on myself. I have goals every month that I need, you know.
Absolutely. Yep. And, you know, it's interesting. If you've not ever been in formal sales before, you might not understand the term closeout. You might be new to Blog Talk, and so you haven't heard me or one of the other, hosts talk about this. But in sales, we typically work in 30-day cycles. So you start at the beginning of the month, a very depressing zero, and then, you know, when you get to the end of the month, you're trying to wrap up your sales because you want to try to get into that next commission run. Now, we actually have two closeouts a month in our Beamer world. The first closeout, of course, is the 15th of the month. So everything between the 1st and the 15th gets paid on the 20th, and everything between the 15th and the last day of the month gets paid on the 5th. So we technically have two closeouts, but, you know, most people in Beamer, Nancy, as you know, don't have a sales background, and so they don't necessarily look at it this way. And a lot of people in Beamer are doing it part-time, so they don't have the pressure of needing to get their, you know, their sales in for that next check. However, regardless, we all know that, you want to ultimately bring Beamers into people's lives. So I thought today would be interesting to just kind of and to go over sales and selling. And the reason I say that is, you know, I do this. I have a small group that I'm working with, a closed group. I do want to say that, because we've been working together for a couple of months now, that meets on Monday mornings now. And we ended up, you know, really kind of diving into sales today. And as much as I think I've said it, it is, you know, interesting how when I go back over, okay, here are the steps to selling, you know, light bulbs go on for people. And because we're all in the middle of a fast track, I thought today would be really cool, Nancy, to kind of open up the lines once we kind of set the framework and to really focus on questions that people have, you know, regarding anything to do with the sales process that could help them become more successful. Because even though I'm highly competitive and I want to, you know, be on the podium for fast track, the reality is as a regional director, I want everybody to do well. You know, that's my goal, and that's why I took on the position. So I don't know whether you went through a formal sales training in your quote-unquote previous life, but I break the sales steps down into 8 steps, and I'll quickly go over them and then pass it over to you to kind of give your input on those. So step 1, of course, is to get a prospect, right? If you don't have a prospect, you're not going to make a sale, end of subject. Step 2 is the rapport building process. You know, you've got to establish rapport with someone so that they end up liking and trusting you. And, of course, I get into a lot of NLP in those trainings on how to do that. Step 3 is qualifying. And qualifying is the time where, as you have talked about on that tea time last week, really getting to know someone, finding out what's going on in their life. What is it that I say, what are their needs and what are their wants? Because those are two very different things. And, of course, you do this by asking great questions. Then step 4 is your product presentation. Notice the product presentation comes after the qualifying, because you're not going to go in to discuss what Beamer does until you know, okay, why does this person want or need a Beamer, and then I can customize it. Now, I'm going to stop there for a second and say steps 1 through 4 are the bulk of the sales process. I call it the front end of selling. And the last 4 steps, 5, 6, 7, 8, are the back end of selling. And I always joke with my sales team, and I say, listen, you want to have a good front end, not a big back end, right? You don't want to have to be a closing person. You don't want to have to pressure someone into buying, because that's not good selling. So you really want to focus on those steps 1 through 4. Then 5 is discussing the money. I might be dealing with and getting, you know, financing, whatever it is. Step 6 is potentially overcoming any objections that you haven't already. Step 7 is getting referrals. And step 8 is if somebody has or has not, you're going to set the follow-up. So if they bought, you're going to set the follow-up as a customer or distributor. And if they haven't bought, you're going to set the follow-up just because you want to follow up. So those are the 8 steps. Number 1, get a prospect. Number 2, build rapport. Number 3, qualify. Number 4, product presentation. 5, price presentation. 6, overcome objections. 7, referrals. And 8, establish a course of contact. So I don't know if you have a structure, Nancy, that you use.
Well, Casey, yes, I'm just driving now, so I apologize if there's any background noise. Yeah, I've had some different, various forms of training, and, you know, they, I mean, similar from what you mentioned, the big impact for me in the different trainings that I've done is, of course, when you're talking with somebody, you're out there getting a prospect, of course, but the big thing is the relationship building, and I liken it to a ladder. The really big things, the pillars, if you have it, of the sale for me, of any kind of sale, is the 2 pillars for me is the relationship building and the trust building. The trust, you build a relationship and you get the trust of the person, and then everything else is just the rungs on the ladder. So, you know, once you get, like, you know, you hit the nail on the head, once you get the prospect, for me, it's really building that relationship and that trust. And through that, then, of course, you're qualifying the individual. You know, the top part of the ladder for me is basically asking for the sale. So, but, you know, similar to what you talked about, but the big part for in sales is not being afraid to ask for the sale, and knowing when. And part of that is then that follow-up part. But sometimes it's known to happen where somebody is actually and is listening to what the people are saying. And I think that's really important as well, is really listening to what people are saying, because you can hear when somebody's actually asking to buy. And so, you know, those are other points that I think I'd like to throw in there, Casey, in this, is, you know, listening and knowing
what
to ask.
Say,
because
Nancy?
I,
well, what are some of the things that a customer might say or do that are big indicators to you? By the way, if you have a question about selling any question about selling your Beamer, press 1 on your phone and you'll put a, it will put you in the queue. So go ahead. What are some of the flags for you?
When I'm in a situation with somebody in there and we're, you know, discussing Beamer, talking about it, and they, if I'm in a, in an office or just sitting with a person and they just start to, they start to talk about, oh, okay, yeah, I can see it here, or, oh, I know so-and-so's going to want to have this. When they start talking in the present, when they start saying things like, oh, yes, I can see this in this room, I can see this, you know, then I start to tell myself, okay, I just let them go. I let them take center stage, and they start to build this big, beautiful picture of how Beamer is going to be woven into their business or into their life. And then that's when I to leave in there, and I then I just say to them, so, okay, so it seems to me that you could see this, right, in your place, in your business, in your space, in your home, you know, and then I get their agreement on this. I go, so how do you see paying for this? Like, how do you think you can move forward this? When do you want to move forward with this? I put it right on their lap, and I have them, like, consider it right away and then find out whether or not they might throw in their finance. You know, they might throw other things into that. But that's where I come in. And when they start to really visualize, I just sit back and I know that, okay, this person wants this. Whether or not we're going to close it today, but they want this. And with my follow-ups with people, you know, I'm very forward, and I say, so, you know, I know you want this, so how do you want to move forward? How do you want to move forward? So you've said a
couple of times, you've made a reference to I can see it here or I can see it there. And I know that you do sell a lot of these devices to people that are in you know, a spa type environment or a medical environment, because that's what you were in before. My question is, when you are with a customer that is does not have an actual physical facility, what might some of those buying signals be that you're hearing?
Okay, it's very similar. It's very similar when someone would. Everyone, there's an emotion attached to anything that we purchase, Casey. You know that, right? There's some kind of emotion attached to it.
I'm trying to force you. I'm forcing you to extract and give us specific things that you go, when I hear this, then I know I want to move forward with the question that says, you know, what yours is it sounds like you really are looking, you know, serious about bringing a Beamer into your life. How do you see yourself moving forward, or where do you want to go from here, right? But so what are those buying signals? Because, you know, you and I take this stuff for granted, Nancy. Someone that's not in sales, a lot of times they don't hear it, and the buying signal goes by, and then you lose that opportunity.
Right, 100%. And I get it, yes. I think sure, I do take it for granted to some degree, but and then not. Listen, I've sold to a lot of end users in their homes, not just clinics. So one of the examples that popped to mind was a lady that I'd met, and we met and we had coffee, and the next visit was at her home. And her husband had some issues going on, and she had this little business that she did core stuff or whatever. And so I went to her home and I said, listen, I'll come to your home. I said, but you could, you know, if you want to bring any other family members there, you know, I invited her to have a few people there. So I went to her home. She had her husband there. Her mom was there, who's got a lot of physical issues, and her sister. So now I'm in their home with people I don't know, right? And I'm giving Beamer sessions, and we're just talking, and I'm grabbing tea, and we're just chatting. And so I'm just asking, finding out questions about what they've got going on. And then, you know, when I start to hear, oh, how they've got this and this and this and how long it's been going on, and just listen for little things about how they could integrate it into their lives. With that particular situation for me, I think in that situation, I remember saying, well, this seems to fit very well within your whole family, you know, and I thank them for having me in there and all that kind of stuff. Well, then when I hear the lady say that to her husband, well, you know, you could be using this on your knee every day. You know, I could take this into my business. Mom, you live right here. We could be doing this. So they start already talking about it. So I just sat back and I said, you know, I listened for that. And I just said, I'd really love to see all of you have this. How do you see this moving forward in your family? How would you like to move forward with this? That's the question I ask a lot. How would you like to move forward with this? And I put it right there. Now there's four people sitting in a room. Well, she mm-hmm. said, I think I should, her husband. And she said, I think we need this, you know? And I just let them chat. And I said, well, there's options to purchase, you know, and I'd like to help you with that. So how would you like to move forward with this? And that was a true story situation. Now, will that happen with everybody in one sitting like that? No, not always. But the fact is you start to weave into the fact that you give them the sense that they're already own it. There's I let them press the buttons. Well, with COVID, it's a different thing now, but I would actually set up and say, here, I'm going to let you see how easy it is to use. And I'll let them press the buttons. I'll show them how to hook it up, you know, and then I'll say, okay, can you hook it up like this? So I'll actually let them physically take over and show them where to push the buttons on the things and see how easy it is to use for the family. And then I let the lady set her mom up and showed her that. So every situation is different, Casey, and you can't just, there's no for this, do that. The biggest thing I can say is just listen and let people sort of be the guide.
Okay, so you know me. I'm going to push and push and push, which is why I did that. Because, again, what you and I naturally pick up is buying signals. The average person does not like asking the question, how did you want to bring a Beamer into your life? Or how do you see this fitting into your life? Or my favorite one on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being 10 being I wish I had a Beamer yesterday, 1 being I'm not yet ready, where would you say you are, right? So we all have our favorite kind of terminology that we can utilize, what I want to do is kind of nail things down here. So what I'm hearing you say is in a group setting, which is much easier, quite frankly, than a one-on-one setting, because when you're in a group setting and the wife says, honey, you could be using this on your knee, and the mother says, or the daughter says, and mom, you live right around the corner, you could come over every day, right? So when the person is literally sharing with you a visualization of their or somebody else using the device, this is a major buying signal.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay, good. Good. And you know, when you're one-on-one with someone, of course, you don't have that synergy. Of course, it can go bad too, right? The husband can say, you know, something negative about it, and then that can send the conversation in the wrong direction. It absolutely has happened. That is the risk of having a multi-person presentation. But what you have learned to do is focus on the person that wants it and not ignore, but at least don't keep asking questions of the person that seems to be the one that's killing everybody's Wheaties here. So you learn that as a sales skill, if you would. So, well, you know what, Nancy, we've got some questions, and I have a RD meeting very early today. So I'm going to open up the lines. I think this is Sandra in Houston, 720-891, 720-891. Good morning. You're live on Blog Talk. 720-891? Okay. 720-891 must have not wanted to hit their phone. Let's go to the next caller. 713-569, 713-569, you're live on Blog Talk.
Well, Casey, that wasn't Sandra in Houston, but I am. Oh. Excuse me.
Ah.
Hi. I didn't want to disappoint you by not showing up. I'm not sure I have a specific question. I do want to say that your ideas on Wednesday Blog Talk last week, I'd encourage anybody who's on this call who wasn't on Wednesday to go listen to it, because it has given me ideas. I've got people lined up that I want to video doing push-ups so that I can have that as a demo. It's going to involve them. I totally loved it. So, again, somebody didn't watch it or didn't listen, go back and listen.
Yes, and that's Lisa Diamond and David Olson's day. I just happened to be filling in for David because he was floating down a river somewhere without the internet connection, which was good for him. But yeah, that was that's something that I definitely had not thought of. So that was a great, great distinction that Lisa gave, and just in general, right? We threw out a lot of different ways to get prospects. Utilizing the Beamer. So thank you, Sandra, very much.
You did. I mean, you and Lisa were great. I mean, it was really a fabulous call and wonderful ideas, and I'm implementing them.
Good.
Thank you.
That's the important thing. Action, action, action.
Okay,
great. Thanks, Sandra. You've got a sales call. Go ahead and hit one on your phone now, and we'll open up the lines. Nancy, you had talked about how you are rebooting, your business right now. Frankly, you say right now, but the reality is when you're in a direct selling business, you literally should be restarting or rebooting your business on a regular basis. I would say at minimum 6 times a year, you should be having a big push to bring in new distributors, not just sell Beamers, but bring in new distributors, and then you spend the next 2 months with them to get them to senior, and not that you're ever going to not follow up with them, but at that point you're kind of, okay, there you go, we're going to push you out of the nest, assuming that they've flown and they've got the 4 sales, but the importance of bringing that new prospect, that new distributor into your team with the sales process is really important. Now, why don't you speak a little bit to your kind of what you wanted to say about that today?
Well, thanks, Casey. I call it the hunter gathering. I'm kind of back in my, and I agree. It's called you can't just get people on board and then sit back, you know, and help them, but then sit back. You're constantly hunting, right? And so, I have quite a large pipeline, I guess, sales term, lead list, and you know that I've followed up, that I've gone through. That's there, but I always go back into filling that, you know, funnel. And so I'm out, yes, hunting and gathering for some new prospects and looking at what areas I might want to focus in. And so that's just refilling. And a lot of times too, what I do is I'll use the HWC put on when I'm dealing with people and first starting out, and that's hot, warm, and cold. And, you know, I have my own definition of what that looks like for me, but when I'm dealing with people and the conversation goes in this way, I go, okay, you know what, that's a pretty hot lead or prospect that I've got going on here. And you know, I think I can convert this person into coming into the business of Beamer and purchasing a Beamer. So I'll focus my time based on whether or not I think that's a hot or a warm or a cold lead. And the cold leads don't go away. They're there, but, you know, maybe they're going to buy in 2 years or something like that, right? They're always there, and they're always in getting follow-up from me. But when I get a sizzle on some, that's where I'll sort of hone in and really focus on that hot prospect, and then work at really closing that, and then doing more follow-up with my warm and my cold leads. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm still working with my team. Don't get me wrong on that one. My big goal is to get more seniors, but I'm also in a focus for my sales, for myself.
Yep. Yep. And, you know, when it comes to that prospect list, in sales, some of you will hate this expression, because you're total nurturers, but, we call it the dirty dozen. That in sales, you know, that's the term we use in the morning managers meeting. You know, okay, where's your dirty dozen? And basically, I guess we need to find a better, what's a better word? What's a D word for something really positive? The delightful dozen. We'll call it the delightful dozen. See what doing Jeopardy with my mother does for my brain? I love it. So the delightful dozen. And basically that is looking at your list and saying, okay, out of all of my prospects, what are the top 12? And then looking back and asking yourself this question, what have you dripped on that person lately? What educational piece of information have you brought into that person's awareness that might be able to be used as that last little pebble that tips the scales? The reality is all of you that have listened to me endlessly talk about this, you're probably so sick of hearing it. Sales is nothing more than education plus motivation. End of subject. That's it. Someone who's highly 100%. Motivated, you know, someone that's highly motivated is going to buy without a lot of education or just enough education. Someone that doesn't have a high enough why is going to, they're going to need a tremendous amount of education. But when those two things cross, when the motivation level crosses the axis of the education, appropriate amount of education, the person buys. And therefore, constantly educating, resending them a link, finding an article, finding a video that has nothing to do with Beamer but has to do with circulation, all these things are incredibly important. And you really need to ask yourself, how much have you brought to the table with this prospect past your 283? Because it goes way beyond that, right, Nancy?
Oh, absolutely, Casey. Absolutely. I like that. I've seen that term before where, what did you say, the axis, where the education and motivation. Is that what it is?
Yeah, education crosses motivation. Yeah.
So true. Yep. So true. I love that.
Well, good. Well, guess what? We just got the notification, because I set this for 30 minutes, that we're done in 60 seconds. So I hope everybody has enjoyed the show today. I'm saddened that not more people called in with a question, but we'll be back on deck next Monday. Fast track. Go for it. And Nancy, have a fantastic week.
Yes, you too, and everyone out there, have a great
Today's
weekend and happy sharing.
An independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.